Hey everyone, Yasith here. Going forward, I will quickly mention any movies, TV shows, or topics that we will be covering extensively to serve as a spoiler warning at the start of each episode. For this episode, there will be spoilers for the movie and book versions of World War Z and for the 2011 film Contagion.
30 minutes or less.
We talk about movies
Hello
and stuff.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 30 minutes or less. Virtual edition. Peter and I are talking virtually through Zoom.
It's taken us the coronavirus to work out that we can actually talk through Zoom to each other.
it's much better. It's really, really good. I mean, I prefer talking to you in person.
Yeah, we can see each other. I can also see your background. It's very distracting.
What's wrong with my background? What's my background right now?
Is that a capybara?
It's a capybara. They're the world's largest rodent, for those that don't know. Look at that. It's cute. Oh. I think if I move to
some
the side.
Trivia for you all.
Look at that. Can you see that? Can you see that, Peter? It's like a
I
baby
can see
one.
It. You're going to have to put a photo in the comments.
Photo in the comments. If enough people care about my background on Zoom, I'll put a photo in the comments. But welcome. Welcome to our first episode recording remotely. Hopefully the sound isn't too scratchy. Hopefully it sounds all right. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the internet connection doesn't cut us out midway through or anything like that. But what are we talking about for this episode, Peter?
Today we're going full virus.
Full virus. People.
Full viral.
Viral. Themed. Ooh, two meanings there. Word. Two meanings two there. Meanings, disease and hopefully we do go viral with this episode.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had a poll during the week to pick between Contagion and World War Z.
It was really close, surprisingly.
It was close, yeah.
Like
but
54
Contagion won.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Contagion, but I think we'll sprinkle in some World War Z because I actually have some strong feelings about it.
You've actually read the book that it's based on, didn't you?
I have read the book, yes. Mm. That's why I have strong feelings.
On that note, I will probably sprinkle in a conversation that I had with my housemate, Ben, on the same subject matter. He's read the book as well. Mm-hmm. I had a earlier conversation with him on Zoom. Sure. Other than that, World War Z is what we're going to be talking about, but Contagion is the main topic. Before we get into those two big focuses for this episode, what have you been watching, Peter?
Me? What have I been watching?
Yeah, I've been just on a general basis. Yeah.
Watching a lot. Like, isolation has got me, like, really binging quite a lot of stuff.
You and everyone else, yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? It's good. Getting a lot of content out. Extraction, the movie with Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, what's that about? I just saw Chris Hemsworth with glasses on Netflix. And
it's really much just a Call of Duty movie. / John Wick.
Is it good, though?
Chris Hemsworth. It's good. The action is really good.
Okay.
Because it's produced by one of the Russo brothers. So the premise of the movie is this kid in India gets abducted. And the whole point of the movie is that Chris Hemsworth is pulled out of semi-retirement and told to go extract this child.
Hence the name Extraction.
Extraction. And he has to fight off all the bad guys. I would recommend it because it's a fun movie. The story is like average, but the action itself was really good. The choreography was awesome.
What I've been watching is The Last Dance on Netflix, the Michael Jordan documentary. So good, right?
I've been watching as well.
Mm.
And you know me, I'm not the biggest basketball fan.
No, you're not.
I don't mind basketball. I like it. It's cool. No.
Well, I mean, I try to talk to you about stuff, and then you just make fun of DeMar DeRozan every other time. So
DeRozan is the best basketball. This TV series is like probably it's almost beating Formula One Season 1.
It's not beating Formula One Season 1?
It almost is. So like,
it
keeps going at this pace.
Okay.
Like it's too early. Like how many episodes are we in? It's four.
Fair enough. I mean, we're barely midway through of The Last Dance. Yeah. But in terms of documentaries, it's good. And in terms of documentaries,
you talk about it, you know more.
In terms of documentaries, out of The Last Dance and Tiger King, which are definitely the top two documentaries of this year, and documentaries don't usually really enter the public eye that often. And when it does, you know it's a good documentary. Like
absolutely.
I don't know, Blue Earth. Is it Blue Earth or Blue Planet? The one with David Attenborough. Blue Planet, yeah. It's something like that. But no, The Last Dance, it really just dwells into Michael Jordan and gives us a real look into how much of a interesting character he was and everyone around him, how they came. It doesn't just focus on Michael Jordan, but it focuses on the coach. I forgot his name. It focuses on the coach. It focuses on Dennis Rodman, another player, Scottie Pippen, another player, and the executive, Jerry Krause, who was so shrewd that he's the guy that really put all these players together and how dominant they became and how everything kind of like molded into what The Last Dance is about, which is the last season that Michael Jordan and the Bulls were together.
Let's talk about Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, sorry, have you been watching that actually?
I have been watching it.
Is Too Hot to Handle, is that
a Netflix series where they get like really attractive people, put them on an island and tell them they're not allowed to touch each other?
Yeah, they're not allowed to touch each other. And if they do touch each other, a certain amount of money gets taken away from the pool.
Yes, it gets deducted from the total amount that you can win.
Was it good? Why have you been watching?
Oh, no, it's terrible, but it's great fun. Yeah, it's really bad, but it's so fun to watch.
What, like, do you reckon you would recommend it to someone? Like, is it the best reality TV show or anything like that? Or what?
No.
What makes Too Hot to Handle an interesting TV show for you?
It's just fun to watch, like, see people that really do have these feelings where, like, they are so physically motivated to the point where they can't think of anything else and they're literally suffering so much, and it's just fun to watch them suffer to that, like,
what suffer because they extent. Can't have sex with the person next to them,
yeah, essentially. But the point of the show is like they're trying to promote deeper emotional connections, but none of them can do it.
None of them care enough to actually
like this watch where like it flashes green if they've built a connection and then they can then touch each other. But they can't, none of them, like, they can't do it.
None of them can get to that emotional level.
Like, they're struggling. I won't do any spoilers.
Okay. Thanks for not doing any spoilers.
I don't recommend it.
What else have I been watching? I don't know. I've been kind of like I've been kind of just like obsessed with this one YouTube channel by, I think his name is Yeti96. He does Animal Crossing gameplay.
Animal Crossing. I've seen a bit of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, hey. Shout out to myself. Yeah, if you star for content, people, check out Yeti96. It's my YouTube channel where I do Animal Crossing gameplay. It's pretty good. One episode per week, so it's pretty solid at the moment. It's pretty stock standard.
That's what I've been watching.
Yeah, no, and what do you think?
I'm gonna do a review.
Could you actually do?
Yeah, I'll do a review. To the main topic. Virus themed movies.
What are we talking about first? World
Contagion.
War Z. Okay,
let's shed some light into World War Z first.
They only got 46% out of the 100, so may as well give them a little bit of light.
Just a little bit. What did Ben say? I want to know.
Yeah, in the book, it's like from the perspective of a journalist. After we sort of have things under control, and he goes through and asks people how it was. Like, there's one from India. There's one from, like, I think there's a few in America. There's one from, like, soldiers in America. The most stark difference is the zombies themselves. The zombies aren't runners in the book.
So in the movie, they turn in like 8 seconds, or rather something like that, and they genuinely, like you said, they run after you. So they don't do that in the book?
I didn't think so. It doesn't, they're like I think they're the more classic, like, shambly zombies. The story in the movie, I don't even think it's one of the stories in the book. It's just one of those things where I don't even know why they have the same title.
The storytelling is very different to the movie. In the movie, it's focusing on one main character, which is Brad Pitt and his family, and seeing how he goes to different parts of the world and see how people have been attacking the virus and seeing different people's minds, blah blah blah. But in the book, it's more so a journalist who goes and investigates different people, and you get the different story perspectives from those people, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, so the book is by, I think it's Max Brooks is his name. And I think the book is way better than the movie. I think the movie was a terrible depiction of what the book really replicated much better. I think the movie does focus on one person, but the book goes into... the book is a bit more like Contagion, actually, in the fact that it explores a lot of characters in different areas of the world. And it just delves into how this infection is affecting the world on a global scale, not just one dude and one family. The book is actually scary.
In what sense?
Like, the way they describe the zombies are, like, far, far more graphic... Far slower, far scarier. And the way they describe the infection is far more terrifying. But in World War Z, it's like, oh, like fast zombies are just not scary to me. I don't know. They don't get me. It just like completely defeats the purpose of like a zombie.
I think watching it in a movie, you have a certain expectation of what certain tropes are supposed to be. Like a zombie's like got that slow moving factor, but yeah, I feel like if you see a zombie or if you see a dude running at you, flailing his arms, I'd rather, I would 100% take the slow zombie. Like,
they skipped to like round 30 of Kino to Tony.
Pretty much. That's the main difference, though, between World War Z and Contagion. Hey, they both have.
Highly recommend the book. Highly recommend.
Yeah, they both have a virus, but the thing is, in World War Z, it's more zombie-like. The people that infected, I don't know if it's the same in the book, but they turn pretty quickly, and you have those zombie symptoms in like 8 seconds or something crazy like that. Contagion is a lot more realistic. Hey.
Contagion is slightly more realistic, yes. It's not quite coronavirus, but it's so close, isn't it?
I think the societal impacts are a little bit different. But before we get into it, do you want to give a brief overview of what Contagion is, the movie?
Contagion is essentially the movie about the 2020 coronavirus, but it was filmed 10 years ago?
Yeah, 2011 was when it was filmed.
2011. So yeah, it's the coronavirus. That's what it is. That's what the movie's about.
There are several different types of coronaviruses. There's three types of coronaviruses that are common that happen every year, and that's the seasonal flu.
Oh, I was joking about it being about the coronavirus.
But
it is. You're right. It is.
It is, yeah. The actual disease that it causes is COVID-19, which is which stands for coronavirus 2019, I think it is. I hope I'm correct with that.
Also, but in the movie, it's MEV-1, I believe.
MEV-1 or something like that. But it's incredibly scary how similar it is. Not just the way it started in terms of transmission or anything like that, but the impacts. Yeah. And I remember watching the movie when they were trying to figure out certain things and certain ways to combat the disease. And Lawrence Fishburne, who's like a senior advisor to the government or something, he goes, there's different methods of trying to combat this virus. One of them is social distancing. And I was like,
Social distancing. Oh.
Pointed at the screen like, oh, he said it. Social distancing.
He said it. He said the words.
But it's scary. Hey, like it's the real world.
I remember watching this. So I actually, the reason I mostly remember this is because I was meant to go on my first ever date to see Contagion, actually. I was just a bit too scared, actually, I think.
I wouldn't.
I thought it was like a full blown horror movie. I was young.
Yeah, so 2011. How old would you have been in 2011? Like 14 or something like that.
Year nine.
14, 15, around there, whatever.
Yeah. I wanted to watch In Time. It's like a stupid Justin Timberlake movie. It's like
I know what In Time is. It's the one where everyone the rich have like time. Wrists or something, and then your life expectancy is denoted on your wrist or something as like a countdown clock, right?
But not dissimilar to Contagion, actually.
I think I remember watching
this movie years ago.
Contagion.
And like, yeah. And it's a fantasy.
Well, I mean, at the time though, hey.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like watching it, you're like, oh, this is like what would happen in like some apocalyptic scenario. it wouldn't happen, but like this is what could happen.
I was speechless at so many different points. There's the main character. There's several different main characters in the movie. Hey, just going into it a little bit.
There's not really main character, is there?
Not really. I mean, without spoiling it too much, there's Matt Damon's character who has a family. So you see it from his perspective. You see Lawrence Fishburne's character. He's a senior advisor, medical advisor or something like that. Then you see, who was it? Jude Law's character, who's a blogger.
Journalist.
So he's a journalist and he's kind of...
I hated his character. He's so... There was the doctor.
Which was Kate Winslet's character.
Kate Winslet's character.
And she was on the front line. Those four, I guess, would be the main characters. There's a couple others, but won't get into it.
Marion Cotillard, she was in the World Health Organization.
Yeah, so she was the WHO representative.
Health side.
And I don't know. Like, you see all of their perspectives, and all of their perspectives are so vastly different, but it covers every base, I reckon.
I went to the YouTube trailer.
Okay.
And I compiled some comments.
Oh, go on. I want to tell
you the top comments.
Yeah, go on.
So, number one, Samael said, coming soon has a complete different meaning now.
Oh, no.
We've got Sathik Stark. This movie is so unrealistic. People are not buying tons of toilet paper. Disappointed. Remember that scene where they're all fighting each other for food?
Those are the small things that... that differ from the movie. I don't know. Like, yeah. we're living in a very, very lucky situation, though, both of us.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend about this, and we're discussing that if the mortality rate was 30 to 45%, like it was in the movie, maybe we would be at that stage, though.
Yeah, actually, no, I'm glad you brought that up. So can we compare the two things that are happening? So comparing the movie to what's happening in real life, like COVID-19 and the virus and contagion, the main difference is the mortality rate, like you just said, is a lot higher in the movie than it is in real life here.
And the symptoms, like you die very fast.
Yeah, there's no real incubation period. What was it? Like the virus stays dormant within you for 14 days. I think that's changed. Now, I feel like the science is changing the more we understand COVID-19. So I don't want to back myself into a corner and say I know anything about the science behind COVID-19 to such an extent. But yes, you're right. The incubation period's a lot quicker.
The way I felt about that was that it's almost the situation we have now is almost worse in that sense.
What do you mean? Because we have people that literally... Yeah, sorry.
No. But what I'm saying in terms of incubation period, because we have 14 days and you just don't know. Whereas in that movie, you know straight away. That's so you can't infect people if you really know straight away. You go to quarantine straight away. But at the moment, we've got people roaming around who just don't even know.
And
obviously the virus and contagion is far, far worse. I'm not even going to like...
No. I mean, you can see like the fact that they made it so deadly and so... It was still pretty contagious the way that it was transmitted and everything. Like, I'm sure if social distancing practices were implemented really quickly, like in certain countries in the world right now, the virus wouldn't have been bad. But I mean, it's a movie at the end of the day, so you got to make it dramatic to some point. Like, you got to make it enjoyable to watch. Like, oh, all right.
It's not impossible though. Absolutely not.
Obviously not. It's happening right now.
I know, but like a virus that bad could happen.
Well, I mean, it has already happened in history with certain other viruses like Spanish flu and SARS.
But I mean, in the modern day setting, like in the fact that it could get worse and worse because of the way we fly over planes and everything. Like back then, it would be very contained, like the area that it was, because people weren't traveling internationally as much.
What?
Like if we're talking about the bubonic plague or something here.
Oh, I understand. Okay. Because we're living in the world right now in 2011 when Contagion was shot, and right now in 2020 with travel being like a necessity for lots of different people. Yeah. It's very easy.
We're so globalized now that everything would just spread so quickly like it has.
Yeah. And it also depends on like what kind of disease it is. If we're going to compare something like, I don't know, Ebola, right? Ebola is a very, very deadly disease, which is also very highly contagious. But the thing is with Ebola, you get sick, right? You get sick
and then. And you die.
And you die. But when you do feel sick, you normally, if I got sick, I would stay home and I wouldn't go outside to meet other people because I'm that sick. Yeah, and I just die in my house. So Ebola is contained in that way. But things like this flu even if it's only a couple of days until you like get really, really sick and die in contagion, those are two or three days that you can still transmit the disease and then kill someone. There's another thing that was really interesting in the movie Contagion. There was so much looting.
Yes, that's something we haven't seen.
And the main difference is, what is it? So there's lots of looting and there's a lot of people that were trying to find food for themselves, and then the government comes in and actually gives them food packs.
Yeah, so that's when they're rummaging around and fighting for it. Whereas we're just fighting for toilet paper, but they were fighting for food.
Yeah, well, I guess we have our priorities on priorities. It's interesting to see what the prediction was, though.
So the thing is, though, I don't think the difference there is because of the mortality rate that I mentioned before.
Mm.
If COVID-19 was as bad as MEV-1 and that many people were dying, I reckon we maybe would see that much panic. I don't know.
I guess it just depends, though. It depends on what part of the world you're in.
Yeah. It's interesting because dystopian movies always, whenever the world is going to crap, it assumes the people are also going to go to crap. Start fighting each other, killing each other, fighting for what they have just to survive. But we're not seeing that, are we now?
No, and I think that's a true testament towards like people's understanding of the situation. Like there's a lot people are a lot smarter than you give them credit for.
It's kind of proving these dystopians wrong.
To an extent, but it's still, I mean, the point of those stories and those dystopian stories is to give us a lesson into what might happen and what to avoid.
Yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's the whole point of that of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, right? Like at the time when it was written, people were messing around with bodies and stuff. In the same way that the Contagion movie was made to like give people a talking point into how pandemics work and how we need to blah 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 look after ourselves and wash our hands all the time and stuff like that. Which is, I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have thought it was that big of a deal. But man, my mum makes me like take off my shoes before you get into the house and just leave them outside, like all these practices, which to be honest, I'm really sick of, but I'm so glad that I have someone in my life like that forces me to do stuff like that, because otherwise I could be infected. I'm very impressed that I'm not infected at this point, man. There was a quote in the movie where Kate Winslet's character is explaining to I think three or four officials in a certain town about the disease that has arisen and how it works.
I see. Yeah, yeah.
And she's trying to explain how they need to close down shopping centers, they need to close down businesses, things like that, unless they would risk the disease spreading. And one of the ladies was very adamant that not happened. And she stated the following.
Oh, yeah, I remember. This is the meeting, right?
Yeah, so it was. I can't remember the exact situation, but the meeting goes, she says, it's the biggest shopping weekend of the year. And when she said that, it's so real. That's such a real thing that people use to justify this. That's happened all the way around the world, right?
Yeah.
Like, you see on the news reports, like, I think it was in February and January. January 30th, I think, was when COVID-19 really came into the spotlight. But... Mm-hmm. It wasn't widespread enough, and you see all these parades and stuff happening. So when she said that, my brain just like went into overdrive mode, like, oh my God, that's how people actually think.
Yeah. It's funny. Well, all the protests and everything, but I don't want to go into all that, cause that we could talk for like hours about
how I want to talk for hours. It's interesting as hell. That's social mentality. That's herd mentality. Yeah. That's incredible.
It's funny that you mention when it first started coming into play, because shout out to my little cousin.
Is this Jimeth?
Yeah, this is Jimeth. My little
shout
cousin.
Out to Jimeth.
He, I kid you not, was just constantly warning me that there's this virus coming, like ages ago, like way before like everyone was talking about it. Like it was during, like, I was watching at the very start of like the Australian Open, and like it was really coming to play then, but even like way before that.
What made him say that?
Because he'd been doing his research. He knew that like it was in China and stuff. And he said like, it's coming. It's going to hit all of us.
I mean,
and he was like the crazy guy in the movie Contagion.
What did you think of it as a film overall though? Actually, I haven't asked you that.
Okay. Overall, I liked the movie and it's really good. It's a lot slower than I remember. Like, I think like the pacing is really, really slow, but I don't think the way they're trying to pick the virus, I don't think you can make it any faster. In fact,
It's not even a
critique really, but I just felt a bit bored at times at how slow it was taking for everything to happen.
Mm. But I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I understand that. I mean, but at the end of the day, it is a virus and viruses take time. Like there's no pacing is an issue.
I just think there was like at one moment, like this virus was bad and then like skip like two scenes or something and the virus is like gone out of control entirely.
Yeah.
And everyone's like desperate for like a vaccine and stuff. And I think like that middle area is kind of what we're experiencing now.
Yeah. We haven't experienced that vaccine, vaccine rush that's going to happen. In the movie, the most interesting thing I saw was how they distributed the vaccine when they finally had the vaccine, which was, and by the way, the vaccine came so quickly. Did you notice that? It was like day 139 or something, which is,
we don't have one yet.
Yeah, it's projected to be like another year or two from now, which is the middle of May in 2020. But that's
what I mean, though. It kind of like, it just jumped a few steps ahead, I feel, very quickly.
Which is, I mean, for a movie that's about a pandemic that we have no experience over, we can be like, oh, that's really, wow, okay, I can see that happening in 139 days. But now, with the knowledge that we know now, like with COVID-19, like it's, we have that criticism, you know, we can criticize the movie for being unrealistic in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch this movie and if you reviewed this movie in 2011, like, I don't think, would you say the same thing? Like, would you be talking about the accuracy of Contagion in 2011 as opposed to in 2020 when we have a pandemic that's going on right now to compare it to?
No, I would not. I would assume that that's how a pandemic would actually happen.
Mm.
I remember watching it and I was like, yeah, okay. If a pandemic that bad happened, this is what would happen. And I had no reason to believe that year 9. I have no reason to assume that they couldn't come up with a vaccine in 190 days. You know, scientists are smart.
Mm. But now we know a lot more now as the general.
We know a lot more now. Yeah.
And it's interesting to see how people thought about how vaccines and pandemics and diseases worked, and for its benefit, like the director, I can't remember his name, but they and the team producers,
Steven Soderbergh.
He, I read an interview somewhere saying that he really did work with a lot of virologists. Virologists?
Oh, virologists.
Is that the word? Is that the word for people who study viruses? Virologist? Sounds right.
Virologist. Yes. Yes.
Virologist, right? Yeah. A lot of scientists, a lot of people that know about the topic and made it as accurate as possible, which is fantastic. And I love that. And it's great. But other than that, Contagion, good
Freedom!
Movie.
Movie. I want to finish off with one final YouTube comment. Because
yeah,
go on.
Please do.
Got me. It's by Piney09.
Wait, shout out to who? Piney09.
Piney09, yeah.
All right.
2011 Contagion, you are the audience. 2020 COVID-19, you are an actor.
Oh, God. Man, I mean, more or less, hey?
Yeah.
makes you wish you were back in 2011. We're just watching that movie and not being part of it. I will leave it with one quick quote before we end this episode. There's a great documentary series on Netflix called The Explained series. It's by the Vox YouTube channel. Yep, I've talked about it before, and they did a one-shot episode on coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Where they took clips that they actually did on an early episode on pandemics in the previous year. And one of the quotes by this lady, she's a journalist in April 2019. Her name is Marion McKenna.
Mm-hmm.
She sums up everything really nicely by saying, "Mother Nature is the ultimate bioterrorist." Mm. Woof. I love that so much.
Yeah, they really went into how much we focus on the military and war, preparing ourselves for war, but we just don't prepare ourselves for this problem, which is equally as could be equally as bad.
Mm. And eventually. I think Bill Gates, he mentioned, like, even when we do go things like this, it's easy to forget it, like with swine flu and things like that.
Yeah. And hopefully we don't forget it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to forget COVID-19 for any time soon. And it's probably going to last us for another year or two or something like that. But that's a topic for another day. Contagion, World War Z, good movies, I reckon. They have their own merits. I feel like if you've read the book on World War Z, you might not enjoy the movie as much.
Apparently so, based on the two. Ben's the only other person I know that's read it, so that's impressive.
Shout out to Ben. Shout out to Marion McKenna. Shout out to your YouTube person. But
the capybara.
The capybara. But thank you for listening to another episode of 30 Minutes or Less. If you're curious on COVID-19, check out that Explained series on Netflix. If you're curious to see Contagion, we definitely recommend it. It's a good movie overall. It might be a little bit slow at certain points, but it's interesting to see how similar it is to what we're going through right now.
Really relevant and insightful. Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of 30 Minutes or Less. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.